Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2526, 5 Ways to Organize Your Life and Save Money, part 2, by Emily Guy Birkin with ptmoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Thanks so much for joining today and every day. If you're new here, this is where I read articles to you every day of the week so that you don't have to find and read them yourself. But today is a continuation from yesterday. If you haven't done so already, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. But if you're all caught up, then let's get right back into it and hear part 2 as we continue optimizing your life. 5 Ways to Organize Your Life and Save Money, part 2, by Emily Guy Birkin with ptmoney.com. Number 3, having a laundry system will save you in utilities. How many times have you rewashed the same load of laundry because you forgot about it until it mildewed? This happens at least 2 or 3 times a month in our house, meaning we overspend on utilities and laundry detergent, and sometimes on new underwear when nothing in the house is clean. The problem with laundry is that it's a task that Stephen Covey would refer to as important but not urgent. Things that don't have to be taken care of immediately fall into that category, which includes things like retirement planning, exercise, and cleaning the cat box. We tend to be on top of the urgent items, whether they're important or not, like a ringing phone, a crying baby, or a looming deadline. In order to stay on top of those important but not urgent tasks, we need to set up a system and make it a habit. For instance, flylady.net, the reigning queen of housekeeping and tidiness, suggests doing 1 load of laundry every day. This means gathering up all the dirty laundry every morning before work and starting a load. Then when you get home from work, transfer the wash into the dryer. After dinner, fold it and put it away. Each one of these steps takes very little time, which is why it's very easy to put it off. But that's also why it's easy to integrate each habit into your day. After a few weeks of doing this, you'll find your laundry is always caught up, and you'll not be wasting time in the morning looking for a clean shirt or wasting money on your utilities and cleaning supplies. Number 4, an organized pantry will save you money on snacks. Most pantries are a mishmash of boxes and cans, with the requisite dusty food items shoved in the back that no one in the house remembers having purchased. Not only does a disorganized pantry leave you vulnerable to double purchasing ingredients, but it also costs you money anytime someone wants a snack away from home. That's because impeccably organized pantries include some sort of snack box or bowl where you can find individually packaged granola bars or trail mix or jerky. Family members who know that they'll be coming home late from school or will be out all day can grab a snack to throw in a purse or book bag and avoid spending money on snacks from a vending machine or a cafeteria where they'll be much more expensive. And number 5, organizing your paperwork will end late fees and the what did I do with that insurance check moments. Even with the rise of online banking and bill pay, most American households still receive about 41 pounds of mail per year, most of it currently sitting on kitchen tables. Among the junk mail are checks, bills, and other important papers you really don't want to lose. The problem is that our hands are generally full the moment we walk in the door. So we throw our mail on the nearest handy spot to deal with later. But later never comes until we're frantically searching for our overdue Visa bill or for the rebate check we need to deposit before it hits its expiration date. The trick to organizing paperwork is having a simple system. David Allen, author of the book Getting Things Done, suggests you do one of three things with paper as it comes into your house. Number one, shred or trash the junk. A good way to make sure you do this is to put your shredder and trash can right by the front door. Make trashing it as convenient as throwing it on the counter. Number two, take care of anything that will take less than 2 minutes. Call the vet to schedule your dog's appointment the moment the reminder arrives. Then it's taken care of and not cluttering up your space. And number three, for anything that needs more time, place it in your action bin. Allen recommends having a single inbox on your desk for taking care of things that require more action, like bill paying or calling to dispute a charge with your cable company. You must plan a time at least once a week when you go through your action bin and take care of everything in it. Clearing out your action bin more often will make it like the laundry habit from before. It'll take very little time since it's not overflowing, and it will become a daily habit. Setting up this system will require one grand purge ahead of time, but it's liberating to dig yourself out of the paperwork that first time. In fact, many of us are great at the grand purge and have trouble with the habits following it afterwards. Take a weekend soon to set this up, and you'll save yourself time, headaches, and money because you'll always know where your bills and checks are. The bottom line: getting organized may seem like it requires discipline, but in fact, the opposite is true. Once you put habits in place and make them automatic, you don't even have to think about organization. Making the change in habits is a slow process, but even tackling one bad organizational habit will make a big difference, both in your stress level and in your finances. You just listened to part two of the post titled Five Ways to Organize Your Life and Save Money by Emily Guy Birkin with ptmoney.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For me, the key to staying organized is to limit the amount of tools and systems I use, as well as commit to habits. While I tend not to have too much physical clutter or paper, I have a ton of mental and digital clutter. This costs me time, energy, and ultimately money. One thing that's helped me a ton is a project management system called Asana. It's free, and I've set up tasks and planning boards for my business, personal goals, and needs for my family. Asana is my home base for long and short-term planning and keeping track of all the tasks, and it allows me to schedule due dates and delegate tasks to other people. I also use my calendar and email tools extensively and try to limit the ways people can communicate with me. At one point, I counted up that there were 15 different ways for someone to contact me and realized that to constantly monitor all those points of contact was draining my energy. I find stress comes from thinking of a task to do or seeing a communication that needs to be answered and not taking action on it. So my habit has been to either take care of it right away or schedule when I will take care of it by snoozing an email, putting it on my calendar, or creating a task in Asana. Simply having a system to write down and track all the tasks and ideas that pop into your head is a great way to keep it all organized. But that's going to do it for today. Thanks so much for being here every day, and I'll see you tomorrow for more Optimal Finance Daily, where your optimal life awaits.